Track 7. Shop Mobility relaunches as Teen Mobility. Timmer's Shop Mobility has relaunched as Teen Mobility to reflect its coverage of Shoulden and Bishop Stainton. The organisation, which provides wheelchairs and scooters to help people go shopping and access town centre facilities, has installed new signage and painted the outside of its key car park premises to promote the change. It's getting busier now with scooters going to hotels, holiday camps and locals, said Team Mobility trustee Peter Roberts. Hopefully we are helping disabled people access and enjoy our beautiful area. The volunteer-led charity already has a booking for 10 scooters to enable a disabled person's outing to Teignmouth in June. It is also supplying scooters to the Powderham Crash Gear Box Show in July and working with Newton Abbott Shop Mobility to supply scooters to the Devon County Show. Teen Mobility will be showing off the new equipment at an open morning between 10:30 and 12:30 p.m. on Friday the 7th of June, National Shop Mobility Awareness Day.
Toys R Us is returning to the region. A Tonbridge town is among several locations across the country to have a Toys R Us as WH Smith moves forward with its revival plan for the beloved toy shop. WH Smith has announced 17 locations of the Toys R Us shops it is to launch within its existing stores, and on the list is Newton Abbott. Toys R Us, which went bust in 2018, had eyed up a 2022 relaunch before striking an exclusive deal with WH Smith for concessions. Fast forward to today, and the beloved toy shop is back on the high street with 9 shop-in-shops in WH Smith. These 9 are soon to be joined by the 17 more, which will open over the summer. Sean Toll, High Street Managing Director at WH Smith, said, "After 5 years, we were very proud to help bring the beloved toy brand back to the UK's high streets with the launch of 9 shopping shops inside WH Smith. Every time I've been out visiting these stores since, I have seen firsthand how positively our customers have responded to the new ranges. Many tell me it feels like a back to the moment to the Many tell me it feels like a back to the future moment, a brand they had known and loved since the mid-80s, which is back to deliver the magic to a whole new generation of families."
Judge critical of case against Starcross man. A judge has criticised the Crown Prosecution Service, the CPS, for pursuing the case of a mental patient who allegedly assaulted 2 police officers almost 4 years ago. Ross Morris, 40, previously of Starcross, was cleared of 2 counts of assaulting an emergency worker by a jury at Exeter Crown Court. He had been deemed unfit to plead and was not in the dock or able to give evidence on his own behalf. At the end of the trial, recorder Mr. James Freeman said he was considering ordering costs against the CPS because he considered there had been no public interest in prosecuting the case. Mr. Morris's illness meant the case was heard under special procedures in which a jury decides whether he committed the act rather than returning conventional verdicts of guilty and not guilty. The same provisions allow only 3 possible sentences: a hospital order, a community mental health order, or an absolute discharge. Recorder Freeman chose not to make a costs order, but told the prosecuting barrister, "While I do not make the order, I hope you will be passing on the complete lack of public interest there was in pursuing this case. Even if he had been found to have done the axe charge, it would have not resulted in anything other than an absolute discharge." Mr. Morris was arrested during a brief struggle with 2 police officers in New Road, Starcross, just before midnight on 16th of August 2020, only a few weeks after the end of the first COVID lockdown. The case took almost 4 years to come to trial because Mr. Morris's mental illness, which resulted in him being a patient at the Langdon Hospital, Dawlish, before moving to premises where he continues to receive care.
GP celebrates retirement with 2,000-mile cycle ride. While most people plan to relax and potter in the garden when they retire, a GP from Cheriton Bishop has more adventurous plans. Dr. Adrian Clooney is planning an epic 2,000-mile charity cycle ride with an ambitious charity fundraising target. Dr. Clooney has worked at the Cheriton Bishop and Team Valley practice since 1998, hopes to raise £10,000 from his cycle ride to Bari in southeast Italy. Dr. Clooney will be joined by long-term friend Olaf Wieg, and the pair will set off on June the 7th, just a week after he retires from the surgery. Staying in bed and breakfast along the way, the route will take the duo through Paris, Geneva, Lake Como, Milan, Bologna, Orvieto, Rome, Avellino and Potenza before arriving in Bari on July the 10th. The GP, who retires on the 31st of May, is no stranger to epic charity feats. He has raised £30,000 for local charity Acorn Community Support over the years, with feats including a run across Dartmoor, running the London Marathon, and cycling the equivalent uphill distance as halfway up Mount Everest. Acorn Community Support is a volunteer-led charity that organises social trips, lunch clubs and coffee clubs, and a Memory Lane cafe in and around Cheriton Bishop and the Teen Valley. Dr. Clooney commented, "Acorn has been an important part of my GP life. The support they provide with an army of amazing volunteers has kept many of my patients active and engaged in community life. I am pleased to be raising funds for such a worthy charity, and it will ensure they can carry on doing their excellent work, even though I am hanging up my stethoscope." Dr. Adrian and Olaf are keen to raise as much money as they can from their intrepid cycle ride.
Here comes the summer park party. All roads will lead to Courtney Park throughout the weekend of July the 13th and 14th, when Party in the Park comes to Newton Abbot. The 2 days of affordable family fun will kick off with the gruelling Rotary Club wheelbarrow race, the dramatic Tycho drummers, plus performances from the Shining Stars Academy and Newton Abbot Martial Arts. Trade and charity stalls will be accompanied by a paid-for bouncy castle, and although everyone is encouraged to bring picnics, those wanting something extra can take advantage of the food and drink stalls. On Sunday, families will be able to enjoy free live music, balloon modelling, face painting and a hula hoop show. There will also be free activities from Creative Newton Abbot and the Bubble Fairy. Plus, for those wanting to splash out a little, there will be a cocktail bar, ice cream van and coffee truck. Saturday's fun and games will take place 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sunday's 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The first day is being organised by the Rotary Club of Newton Abbot and the second by Newton Abbot Town Council, whose events coordinator, Natalie Hicks, said, "We're so excited about Party in the Park and cannot thank Rotary enough for what they're doing. Their members are utterly dedicated to supporting the community, so we know it's going to be a brilliant day." On Sunday, the Town Council will be taking the lead with plenty of free activities, and for both days there'll be no need to book places or buy tickets, just turn up and enjoy the party. It's so important to us that as the summer gets properly underway, we provide some really good and properly affordable family fun. Unless people wish to take advantage of the bouncy castle or caterers, there'll be absolutely no need to put their hands in their pockets. Just relax and enjoy the atmosphere. So get the dates in your diary. Party in the Park is coming to Newton Abbot, July the 13th and 14th. See you there.